for close to 8 years, so I just decided to find something different and move from where I used to stay to low density suburbs.
Nice. And then you chose that one. Why? Why that specific place?
So, I'm into business of I'm into people's business. That's what I can say. So sometimes in noisy areas, it can disturb you because in other locations, someone is playing radio loud. So
Oh yeah, it reminds me of back in the day, my childhood. I'd remember I would know how long it takes me to get home because there was this what was this song? No one ever will be playing it and loud, so I'd know by the
I can
So
imagine.
yeah.
I can
Can
imagine.
relate. You can relate. No, so good. I am so honored, Taku, to have you with me, and I'm really looking forward to hear your story, to hear what you have to tell us about generating income, particularly as young people, right? Because this is how I connected with you. I really liked what you were doing on the ground with young
Oh,
people.
I'm humbled. I'm humbled. Thank you so much. I'm honored too. I'm so humbled, and I'm also excited to connect with you. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to explore some ideas and show you what I got, especially to the young people. I'm so excited.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Hi guys, welcome to one of the last episodes for this year, the seventh episode for Diary for Young Professionals. I just want to take a moment to say thank you so much. If you have been tuning in, I truly appreciate you, and you keep the Diary for Young Professionals going. I hope that this is a space where you find inspiration and tune in to this beautiful episode. It's a different type of episode, it's a different type of profile, and I am absolutely excited to be doing this, to be introducing Takudzwa Enthusia, who is in himself somebody who has built up his life from scratch and has done it in such a way where learning has always been a fundamental part of how he strives forward. I hope that this story, his story, is an inspiration to you again. Thank you so much for tuning in, and let's just give a moment to the famous song back in the day. So if you did not know this song, honestly, you are too young to be listening to this podcast. So here is the hit of back in the 90s. Really, this was the song. Or was it 2000s? A man, this was just a song back in the day. And I remember listening to it every single household in my street in Harare Drive would be playing this guy's no joke, no joke, really. And honestly, enjoy, and thank you so much for tuning in. Let me know how you love the episodes and what has inspired you the most. But no, thank you so much for taking the time. And like I said, I am absolutely looking forward to talk to you and to discuss just how the ecosystem is, how you grew up, what drives you to do what you do today, what inspires you. You said you are a people person. So I have a big memory. So everything you tell me, it'll stick. So I remember that you said you are a people person.
Yes, yes.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I want to answer your questions like how I grew up. I'm a simple person. I just come from humble beginnings. You know, it's a polite way of saying poor backgrounds. I'm a villager. So I used to be at the village. And when I came to the capital city, Harare, I came here 2010. You guess what? When I came, I just wanted to see football, World Cup 2010. Then I said, I'm not going back to the roots. Yeah.
How was the 2010 World Cup? I don't even remember who played, who won. I have no idea anymore. Was it Germany?
Spain.
Was it Spain?
Spain.
Yeah, yes, I remember that. Okay, yes, I do remember this. Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So when I finished watching the World Cup, I said I'm here to stay. By then, I was in Warren Park at my brother's place, and I said I'm not going back to the village where I grew up. So I'm here in Harare. I'm not going to go back. Yeah, and it was new to me. So I've been always this person who is a big dreamer, right? Yes, so I've been always this person who is a big dreamer. I used to dream big, but you know, I came across this statement says, dreams without goals are just dreams. So I had to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Dreams without goals are just absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Just dreams. So by then I was hopeless. I can say I was an educated person. I was hopeless. I was broke. I was miserable. I didn't know where to start with life. Then, you know, by God's grace, I was able to be employed at a very established organization in 2010 through my uncle. You know, in Zimbabwe, it's about who you know sometimes when you want a job. And I was...
Absolutely. Everywhere. It's about the network.
Mm. So academically, I was not bright. But I just wanted to be at school. You know, we have different strengths. We have different weaknesses. Academically, I was not good. I remember very well, I failed my O-levels. And I was so, when I met people saying about going to college, like semesters, that thing, I could keep quiet, you know? So my uncle offered me a job at his workplace as a machine operator. Like I always say, I say yes to everything and I figure out. Then, I worked there as a machine programmer. It was a great job. I could program hydraulic machines, computerized machines. It was a great job.
Takutsua,
yes.
Hold up. Walk us through. Because here, you know, if I'm somebody who's in that situation, I like that you mentioned strengths. Not everyone has the same strengths. So you got this job as a programmer. How did you go through the day to day? Because if I go back and backtrack, you said yes on the assumption, and I love that courage that you were going to learn on the job. How did you do that? Because if I'm there and I'm like, hey, I want to do this, how do I walk myself through that process in order to naturally program and to excel in that? How did you do that?
I always tell people, when someone offered you an opportunity, if you don't even know anything, just say yes, figure out. But first, believe in yourself. Believe you can do it. If anyone can do it, you can also do it. Because I believe what a man can do, a man can do. It's just because we have limited beliefs in ourselves, and we also have beliefs in other opportunities that we can't do it. So many people, they say, I can't. Just say I can and figure out. Everything is possible.
I like that. So you went in with this mindset. That's, I like that.
Yes, I've been always a believer, and I perceive things in a right attitude, right mindset. So what I can say is, many people, they think they are limited. They have limited beliefs. But I've been always a person who tries everything in life. So I worked there, I was a superstar. But remember, I did not have any college certificates. So the income will always be low.
Even though you were doing the job at its best. Yeah. Understand.
Yeah, so I was employed there from 2010 up to 2018. I can say 2018 I quit it. Why? Why? Because I was working as an underachiever, living from paycheck to paycheck, working for hand to mouth. And I remember very well, I was on my night shifts and I called my work colleagues and I said, I want to calculate my income, expenses, my daily demands, and how much money I'm saving every month. And I could see I could devote some income to transport, food. By then I was paying school fees for two people. Then I could hardly save $10 every month. I added my savings, $10 by 12 months. I could save $120, and I was a permanent worker. I was going to work there for 30 good years, and I calculated my savings. For 30 good years, I could walk away with $3,600, and I said, tomorrow, I'm not going back. I have quitted without plan B.
Oh, wow. What were you at that moment, because remember at the beginning we said a dream without the goals is just a dream. So what were you thinking during that time when you quit? I love your guts.
Yeah. I have patience and I've got guts.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you asked me what was I thinking by then. I came across this book by Robert Kiyosaki. It says, why A students work for C students and B students work for government. You know, that book changed my mindset, and I started thinking outside the box. Like, that book says A students, they work for C students, because C students are those people who are not sharp. C students are those people who are focusing on money-making, generating activities. They don't care what they are doing, but they just want to hustle hard, and they create job for A students. A students are sharp people. A students are, sorry for saying this, but I'm not condemning anyone, because I believe we need to be good to people. A students, A students, for example, are engineers, doctors, like these people who are special.
Ah, Taku, I'll kick you out now. I'm an engineer myself, actually. Tread very carefully.
Tell me.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
I think there is no problem being an engineer or a doctor, but sometimes we need to be open-minded to opportunities, right? So, A students, they are sharp. They say, I'm smarter than this. This is not my thing. I'm not going to do this. I just know what I want, and I'm focusing on my trend. Yeah, those people are sharp. So C students, they work very hard. They create opportunities and they employ A students. So it's like I wanted to go to school by then, and I said, wait, you can be someone else. Then I want to cut the story short. I quitted my job there and there, and I started looking for any opportunity that can change my life. Right? That's when I decided to venture into network marketing. This industry is so hard. People hate network marketing, yet. So I said, let me try this and see what will happen in the next 10 to 20 years. So I also think long term.
Nice.
I also think long term. So I met network marketing in 2018, right? And I'm not going to mention companies. My first network marketing, I worked there for 1 year. 1 year and some few months, right? I failed big. You know, I failed. And I hated network marketing. Then I realized I was not willing to learn and do, because network marketing is about learning and doing. You need to become a student, right? You learn, then you do. And I was on quitting mode. You know, they say quitting is not an option. I was about to quit. And I met what I call my destiny connector in Zimbabwe. She flew all the way from Tanzania. And she showed me an opportunity. It was network marketing again. And I said, network marketing again? Tell me the difference between this company and this company that I got involved with, and this company that you are showing me. And what compelled me most is the mission statement. It was...
I will let us pause there for a bit, because there are a lot of people, I think, who are not deep into the topics of network marketing. So before we jump into that, I'd like you to just give a couple of words in terms of well, what is this networking marketing that we're talking about?
All right. Thank you so much. So, network marketing is an organization of retailers, right? Product users and team builders. So, anyone can choose to be a product user or a retailer or a team builder. So, in brief, network marketing is an organization which people get products directly from the manufacturer. There is no middleman there. So, network marketing distributors are being paid. That man, which is supposed to be paid through the channels like producer, wholesaler, retailer to consumer. It's like from the producer to the consumer. So it's a referring business. When you refer people, you earn some money. So in short, that's network marketing. I hope I answered you very well.
Yeah, you answered that, and I always think of the times we are in, right, which is this influencer time, when you see all the social media platforms, then they've built up quite a lot, a new industry of influencers that are actually doing it as a job, and it's interesting that the whole future of work, I would say, is quite changing. So it's interesting to hear somebody who is in an industry that in the past was not considered an industry at all, or is something lucrative to you know, to do as a full-time career or as an opportunity. So it's interesting, and I like what you say in the terms of learning and doing, which I think is goes beyond even this networking marketing, and in everything I think people need to be open to learn. So I really like the mindset and the bravery and courage that you have there. Thanks for that. So you met this lady. She flies in to see you. And what happens next?
I said, let me try this. And if I fail, I'm going to quit. Then I tried. She supported me. So I've got some message. I don't want to like talk about network marketing. But I also want to talk to young people. It's not about network marketing only. When you want something so bad, right? You need to start, just to start. Like when you want something, you need five things, right? You need to know what you want in life, right? When you know what you want, you need to find the right tools to use, right? When you find the right tools, you need to take action. Take action. When you take action, you need to focus on that thing until you become successful. I always tell people, focus on one course until you become successful. After that, you need to be consistent, right? If you are going to report for a job every day, you need to go to work every day, right? And you need to work more than you are being paid. Don't just work to impress someone. Just work wholeheartedly. So this is the concept that I also use in my network marketing business. And I encourage everyone to use that concept, to know what they want, to find the right tools, to take action, to focus, and to be consistent every day. Show up every day. Do the same thing every day and be creative on that same thing and polish your skills. Also work on your personal development. Yeah. So now I'm 1 year in this company. I started last year. Now I have built a business in over five countries. I have business here in Zimbabwe. I have business in Tanzania. I have business in South Africa. I have business in the Philippines. I have business in Zambia. And soon I will be having business in Nigeria. And also, if you want to get involved in other businesses, you need to find an opportunity which is international. So right now I've got an organization of more than 70 people that I'm leading. And my goal is to turn thousands of people into multi-millionaires in the next 10 to 20 years. This industry, even an industry, an opportunity, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, but it's a get-rich-sure. If you set hours, if you set time, if you think long-term. So, yeah, for now, I'm 1 year in this business, and the journey is amazing. And I encourage people to also to start their own side hustles, even a traditional business. Yeah, what you need is to start, just to start and figure out. Yeah.
Thanks for that, Takudzwa. I mean, what I draw and what I like from your story is the perseverance and the guts, and the understanding as well of personal competencies. I know we speak about we call them the A student, B student, C student. What I usually call out, as an engineer myself, I have never defined myself as just an engineer. I am Claire as a person, and then I have passions and I discover what I want to venture into and what I really wholeheartedly want to do. And then this is something that has really helped me. So I like that you mentioned that as well, this showing up wholeheartedly in the things you do and expanding your horizon, which is something especially young people in our economy, when I think of Zimbabwe, really need. You need to think outside the box. I would like to understand your journey. And you know what I realized? We didn't introduce you as a person. So I would like you to, I know we're 20 minutes into this deep conversation and it's super exciting. And I would like you to quickly introduce yourself. I like to venture into what's in a name, because I know that you have two names. And I would like to venture into that. What meaning does your name have, and what part of your background has helped you to be where you are today?
Wow, I haven't introduced myself. All right, I'm going to introduce myself. Yeah, my name is Takudzwa Enthusia Machingauta, right? I'm based in Zimbabwe. I'm a Zimbabwean. I'm based in Springfield Park, Rua. And I met this current opportunity a year ago, which means I'm 1 year in this business. I'm now an international consultant, international business builder, as well as international trainer, right? So before this opportunity, I was broke. 10 years ago, I was miserable. And I thank God I was employed for 8 good years at a very established organization. As I mentioned, I could program hydraulic machines. But guess what? The money that I was making there was not meeting my daily demands, and I started looking for any opportunity that can change my life. And I met this wonderful lady. I now call her my destiny connector. And she showed me this opportunity of network marketing. I said, I'm in. Guess what? I said I was broke. I did not have the capital to start. I believe every business, you need capital to start. Even selling needles, you need capital to start that small business. And I thank God I have this kind of mindset of sacrificing life. You know, they say you need to put something in order for you to get something out. If you are not happy with where you are today, ask yourself, who drove me here? look at the mirror and ask yourself, who drove me here? If it's you, you can also drive yourself out, right? And life is a fight for territory. If you can't fight for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. So, what did I do then? I had to sacrifice. I sold my laptop to start this business. I borrowed the money from different people, though I was behind on my bills. I had to sacrifice because this opportunity I saw, it can change my life, it can change my family life. It also can make a difference and change many people's lives. Guess what? 1 year in this business, I'm not going to talk about incomes, more incomes. The money that I'm making now, I can be able to buy one laptop every single week. This is the laptop that I sold last year when I was broke. But today I can buy one laptop every single week. And what humbles me most is not the money that I'm making. It's not about me. It's about helping enough people to make money so that your money is automatic. Now I have helped many people. I work with people who are busy. I work with people who are employed. I work with people who are having their own businesses. I work with all walks of life, right? Now I've got big vision. My biggest dream, my biggest vision is to turn thousands of people into multimillionaires for the next 10 to 20 years. So, like I said, this opportunity is not a get-rich-quick scheme, but it's a get-rich-sure, right? I think this is my story, and you were interested about the meaning of my name. I can explain this one name called Ozia. Enthusiasm.
I'm glad you chose that because I was going to pin you for that one.
Let me tell you with why this name I just called myself, right? This name is called Enthusia and it's now popular. My name is Mr. Enthusia. Enthusia, let's say it's excitement. It comes from the word excitement. And excitement begot enthusiasm. Enthusiasm begot enthusia. And enthusia means God within. People need to know God within you. You need to be excited with whatever you do in life. You need to be happy with where you are. Don't be excited about the future. Just be excited with what you have today. So enthusia means God within, or Tinashe in Shona. That's why I love this name. It's now on my bed. Yeah.
Oh, it's wow. That's really nice. So it's a name you chose for yourself and integrated into your official names.
Yes. I like the name Enthusia.
That's amazing. Wow, Tinashe. I never thought there was a connection. I really like this. Be happy in the now, be grateful in the now in order to be able to walk into the future, right? Because a lot of times I hear people thinking about, yeah, but what will happen in the future? And we forget to be in the now, in our full self. I also get the sense that spirituality and God are things that are important to you. How has this also shaped you as a person? Because I also sense in the name that you gave yourself, there is that, I get the perception, at least my perception is that this is something that is important to you, spirituality and God.
Yeah, I always put God first in everything that I do. And I always encourage people to put God first. You know, I'm a Christian and I believe everyone is a Christian. Even someone who says, who don't believe.
Oh, that's new. Tell me more. What do you mean?
I mean, in everything you do, you need to put God first. Because sometimes many people, they think about God when they are in trouble, but when they are happy or when they are enjoying, they don't think about God. So I love God. I know whatever I do in life, it's about God. And like matching my name with some habits, I've read this book by that great man called O.G. Mandino, the greatest salesman in the world. He says you need to think about God in everything you do, and you need to focus on good habits. He says the difference between those who has failed in life and those who have succeeded depends on their habits. Bad habits are the unlocked door to failure, and good habits are the key to success. So whatever I do in life, I qualify. Is it a good habit or a bad habit? If it's a good habit, I just follow the trend. So this name empowers me every day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there are two parts of that. One is your grounding in putting God first, as I understood, and the second is in understanding that the actions, the habits that you build up are a very critical part of who you become and then who you want to be as you grow. Now that's thanks for sharing that. You know, I was just thinking, if I go back to the beginning of our discussion, you spoke about not being so much into the academics world. And when I speak to you and you know, through the discussion, you're telling me about all these books that you are reading that inspire you. You also spoke about courses. And one of the things that I realized coming from a culture like Zimbabwe, where academics, for most of the time, there is this prestige in doing, for example, sciences, where sometimes not everyone who's going into that has a passion for it. And there's this idea of engineers and doctors as being the only credible career pathway. Sometimes I have the feeling and the perception that this is the limitations that we sometimes put on young people by saying that education, being good in academics, is the only way. And I like that your journey shows that there is more to it, right? There is more to being successful in the world today. What are some of the things that have helped you, or some of the actionable goals that you have set for yourself? For example, when you say that you are learning, what do you mean by that? How do you integrate that into your day-to-day despite not having been a strong academic person or having an academic background?
Okay. So being sharp in academics, it's not bad. We need to learn, because if we don't learn, we die. The day you stop learning is the day you start dying. So back to the academics, we need to go to school, yes. And education is good, but it's not going to change your life. It's good to be educated, because when you are educated, it gives you passion to polish on your skills, like what you want to do in life. So many people, they have this perception, if you don't go to school, you can't make it in life, of which
exactly
it is wrong. So yeah, maybe you can ask a little bit the exact question. Maybe I can, yeah.
You know, what I would like to know is how you paved your journey of learning, right? Because here we speak of education not being purely sitting in a classroom and learning something or having to write an exam. I want to know what that learning journey means for you. What does it mean to become educated in your life as Takudzwa Enthusiast?
Yeah. That's a great question, right? How did I pave my way to learning? You know, there is this statement says, formal education can make you a living, but self-education can make you a fortune. So I started following these big guys, top leaders in the world, like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Jack Ma. You know, I can mention few. And those guys are good at reading. And I heard that readers are winners, right? So there are many books for personal development, everything that you want in life. And I heard this, everything that you want in life was written. All right, about learning, I have heard that formal education can make you a living. That's academics. But self-education can make you a fortune. And I've been following these top guys like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Jack Ma, Warren Buffett, and our very own Strive Masiwa. These guys are good at reading books for personal development, right? Personal development is everything. You know, many people, they underrate personal development, but personal development, any book of personal development.
Wow, I love that, and I am so humbled just listening to you and your story. You are amazing, Takudzwa. You are one of those people, and I really say it from the bottom of my heart, where I speak to so many other people who are navigating, people who have dreams, and what I really admire on your journey is you did not look at limitations. Your mindset is huge, and you're not just doing it for yourself. You also want to grow the younger generation, and that for me is so admirable. So thank you for being there, and I'm honored to have this interview with you. It also gives me some insight in terms of marketing from a different perspective. And I think for the young people, what really blew my mind is that sometimes we limit our ecosystem, in the sense, when I think of the future, there's so many things that are to come. And this just shows that there's so many industries that are untapped, where there's huge potential to have youth active there and doing something for themselves on the side to build their passion and then drive. Absolutely an honor. Thank you. And you know, to wrap up a bit here, because right now I understood that when you came to the city, you came to watch the 2010 World Cup, right? Which is quite amazing, because now look at where you are today. No good, Taku, enthusiast. I don't want to hold you up for longer. You know, I appreciate, Kutu, we already spent so much time already, and I really had an amazing time talking with you. I would like to round up with what was on your heart, right? The last words that you were rounding up when we got interrupted.
Okay. So I'm going to share my last words, which always empower young generation. What I can say is, you don't need to wait for the right moment. There is no right time. If we wait until we are ready, we are going to be waiting for the rest of our lives. And I believe what you have today is based on the decisions or lack of decisions you made yesterday. And what you are going to achieve tomorrow is based on the decisions or lack of decisions you are going to make today. So you need to have the power of now. There is no future. Like you say, I'm going to do this next year. I'm going to do this after 5 years. What gives you the guarantee of saying I'm going to be successful maybe after 2030? You need to take action today. There is no future. Future is today. Today is the future of yesterday. So you need to make every day count. So you need to start something small. It's not about how much you have, but it's what you do with what you have. Start from where you are with what you have. Start somewhere. So that's all I can say for the young generation.
Perfect. Thank you for those words. You know what I usually do with all my guests? I ask a last question at the end of the session, and it really is a way to see how you see the world as well. And the question goes like this: if you had the option to choose between a salad of fruits, right, what type of way would you want to eat these fruits? Would you eat them as a whole orange? So you peel the orange, you peel the banana, you peel the strawberries or whatever it is, mangoes, and you would separate them and eat them like that. Or you would put them in a dish and make a fruit salad. Or the third option is you would mix them all together and make a smoothie, and it's a completely different thing compared to the initial fruits themselves. So if you had a choice, how would you want your fruits to be served?
I'll just make them a smoothie.
A smoothie. Okay, interesting. Why?
You know, it's like back to life, back to the real world. I just want to mix A, B, C, and D and find out what I get from there. It's like I always learn from everyone. I always try different things and I see. So I just touch everything. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Okay. Yeah, it's like there is no harm in trying. You just need to try everything whilst you are living. Just try as long as it's legal. You just need to try.
Thank you for those last words. As long as it's legal, young professionals, you've heard that. As long as it's legal, go right in and try it, and do not stick to one thing. Explore the world, embrace the different things that we can learn. I really like that, and really the way we're going, the future will be even more connected. And those people, I think, who will be more successful are those who are able to maximize on networks and learning from really everywhere and choosing as well what makes sense in that sense. I appreciate your journey and thank you for sharing this with us. And I look forward to seeing you do with your initiative. I know that you are working on building up more young people who are financially stable. I wanted to dive into that with you, and I'll do that in another time to understand what that mission is, right? And already from speaking to you, I have picked up some areas where that leads to your mission, right? Which is at the beginning of the day. I won't say it because it's your mission, so I'll let you state the mission that you shared with us at the beginning, which was to do with youth and to do with their finances. What was that mission?
My mission is to turn thousands of people into extraordinary millionaires from being ordinary. And I want to eradicate poverty in Africa, especially here in Africa. We are not that open-minded when it comes to opportunity. So that's my mission. And I have this quote from the CEO of a certain company. He says, one of the greatest sources of illness in the world is an empty wallet. If you want to decrease the number of people suffering, just to give them a chance to earn an honest living. Yeah. So I've got an honest living, which is connected economy. You need to connect with many people. You need to build relationships. It's about building relationships. And you can...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. And you know what? I hope we're talking about millions of a currency that makes sense. I hope we're not talking about the Zim dollar millionaire. I remember back in the time, everyone is like, do you still have the $1 trillion in Zimbabwe? And I always have to laugh. So I have to ask you, when we say millions, what currency are we talking about?
Obviously, we are talking of US dollars.
There you heard it, guys. I mean, that's a remarkable mission and vision that you have there. And I'm fully supporting that in terms of eradicating poverty, empowering more young people to embrace opportunity and open the eyes to the numerous opportunity that is there, particularly for us on the ground. Thank you so much, Taku Enthusia. Thank you. I really appreciate the time with you, and I look forward to keeping in touch and connected. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just the beginning.
Absolutely. I truly believe that.
Just the beginning. Yeah, we are going to explore more opportunities together, and I'm so humbled. I always tell people a stranger can change your life. So our goal is to turn strangers into friends and friends into family. So we are.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Yes.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Turn strangers into friends and friends into family.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Where do people connect with you, Taku?
On social media, on Facebook. I just use three social media platforms, which is Facebook, LinkedIn, and WhatsApp. So on Facebook, my name is Taku Enthusia Machingauta. On LinkedIn, my name is Enthusia T Machingauta. Takutwa Enthusia Machingauta, right? Then on WhatsApp, maybe if it's okay, I can just say my contact details. You can you can contact me on +263 777 451 224. I can say it again, +263 777 451 224, and my email address is Taku Enthusia No, it's takumachi@gmail.com. So, yeah, that's my details.
Amazing. There you have it, guys. That is how you can get in touch with Taku Enthusia. And yeah, don't come to me if your phone starts going crazy with maybe suitors. I don't know, but this is how people will get in touch. And thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it so much. And wish you a lovely evening. And stay connected, stay in touch.